fight, maybe moving to welterweight, you know, doing some different things. I know you're focused solely on Frankie right now, but did that fight change your perspective as far as, you know, do you feel like there's still a lot left to accomplish at lightweight, or is it just kind of wait and see after this fight?
I think there's always, there's a definitely wait and see till after this fight, but there's always much to accomplish anywhere. You know, even if you do clean out the division and you go to the welterweight for a little while, there's going to be another new Frankie, and there's going to be all these guys. They're always going to be popping up. You can't keep these guys down. They're too hungry.
Okay. And a quick question for Frankie. Frankie, immediate rematches are tough because, you know, when you beat a guy, it's hard to beat him twice, especially twice in a row. We've seen in the UFC in the past, you know, guys coming off, you know, immediate rematches have lost. So does that change your view on this fight? Does it make it a tougher fight for you?
Pardon the interruption, everyone. I do apologize, but Frankie's line has disconnected, and we'll get him reconnected here just shortly.
Okay, thank you. Jamie, do you want to come back to that question and move on to the next?
Yes, we can do that. And we'll go next to Darnell Mason with MMA Hawaii.
Hey, aloha, BJ. Aloha. I was just wondering if you can list some of the training partners that you brought in this time for camp. Who would you bring out?
We actually didn't have that many different training partners down. We had Viviano of course, Robert Emerson's always with us. And then Antonio Banuelos came down to help us out. And had a bunch of little boxer wrestler type guys come in, but... You know, I really didn't go around and train too much different places because, you know, I'm still trying to master the moves I know. I can't even do all the moves I know, and I don't need to be mixing it in with a bunch of other moves.
Cool. All right. Yeah, thank you very much, DJ. And whatever you do after fighting, you know Hawaii got your back.
Thank you.
Pardon me, everyone. Just to let you know, Frankie has rejoined, and we'll take our next question from Josh Nathan with BleacherReport.com.
Hey guys, I'll start with BJ. BJ, are you doing any adjustments in your training for the time difference in terms of you're likely to be fighting probably around midnight East Coast time? Do you do any different training or different methods for that?
Well, I'm in California right now, so that was one of my plans was to get a little closer on the time zone. So we're just a 3-hour difference, and then we head out Saturday to Boston. So, you know, hopefully we can acclimate it in a week to the 3-hour difference. And as far as that goes, you know, I'm good with the time zones. I think my body knows that when it's time to fight, it's going to wake up and defend itself.
Right. There wasn't anything during the in the fight in Philly, for example, UFC 101. Did you learn anything from that body-wise in terms of fighting at night and things like that? Nothing different?
Nothing, you know, I really used to concentrate on that stuff back in the day, but now I kind of just, I trust my body, I trust it's going to go on autopilot and it's going to do the right thing for me.
Gotcha. Same thing for Frankie. Frankie, time zone wise, obviously you're an East Coast guy, you do need a different type of training later at night to accustom for fighting a little bit later?
Yeah, I just try to stay up a little bit later, you know, this week, next week, I'll, you know, train a little bit later, but, I live all on the side, so it's not a big difference for me.
Okay, and really the biggest question you're going to get today, Frankie, you're a New Jersey guy, you're fighting in Boston. I think the people want to know, are you a Yankees fan? Or if so, are you going to be still a Yankees fan on Saturday night?
I'm a Yankee fan. That might cost me some fans right now, but yeah, I'm a Yankee fan.
So if BJ wears a Boston Red Sox hat out to the cage, he might get a little bit more... fan cheers, huh?
Yeah, he might, yeah, sure.
All right, thanks, guys.
And we'll take our next question from Dallas Winston with Fighters Only.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on. I'd like to ask BJ first because you might have just answered this, so I'll understand if you just don't think it was important, but the point of octagon control came up a lot from your last fight. You were definitely moving straight forward more, but a lot of people were saying Frankie was a bit more selective. Do you have an opinion on, I guess, how either of you did or performed in octagon control in your last fight?
I would have to say, Frankie was more all around the ring, so, you know, I would have to say that, you know, he had octagon control, I guess. I guess maybe I was walking forward, but, you know, I just it's just hard for me to even talk about that fight because I just feel like I could have did so much better in so much different ways. But, you know, honestly, I don't even know what octagon control means.
Gotcha, I understand. Thanks for the honesty. Frankie, same question, except I'd just like to add, I'm curious if, you know, you're very selective and in and out movement was a big part of your game plan going in, you know, and also do you feel it was successful in the first fight?
Yeah, same thing. Octagon control, I'm not really exactly clear on exactly what that means. And in and out, that's just kind of how I fight, man. I try to use my tools that I'm good at, and, you know, it seems to work.
Gotcha. Thank you both.
Thank you.
And as a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question at this time, it is star 1 on your touch-tone telephone, star 1 to signal. And we'll take our next question from Dave Diebert with Post Media News.
Hi, thanks again. Quick one for Frankie. How much higher is your confidence at this point? You touched a little bit on that earlier, but you know, maybe you go into that first one thinking that you can beat BJ. Now you've shown that you can. Is your confidence at a different level?
Yeah, I think, you know, naturally, just throughout my experiences with the sport and the opponents I faced, my confidence has grown, you know, more and more. You know, you fight a guy like BJ and you come on the winning end, that's only going to do great things for your confidence, but it also could, you know, could hurt you in the same aspect. So I'm trying to keep grounded, but knowing that, you know, I have the ability to go in there and compete at that level has definitely helped my confidence.
Was there ever any doubt? I guess you always want to go in thinking you can do it, but was there any point during the match or before the match where you maybe questioned, you know, am I ready for this? Can I do this? Can I beat someone that you yourself call a legend?
I think every fighter has doubts. I mean, it's just what sets you apart is how you face them and what you do to combat those doubts. By the time I get to the cage, all those doubts are gone, though.
All right, last one for you. Not too far from Jersey. What kind of crowd response are you going to get? You going to have more friends, more family than usual out for this one?
Yeah, absolutely. It's only a 4-hour drive, so you know I should have at least 150 people, friends and family from my town up there supporting me. So it should be nice.
Okay. All right. Thanks again, Frankie, and thanks again, BJ.
Absolutely.
And we'll take our next question from Elliot Olshansky, UltimateFighter.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. First question for BJ. Obviously, you're focused on your own fight, but I was just wondering what your thoughts on having four of the guys from the season you coached on the Ultimate Fighter, including three guys who were on your team, also on the card, and Graham Maynard and Joe Lozon and Gabe Rudiger.
Yeah, that's just amazing, you know. It's amazing to have the guys on the team have stuck around that long. And I look, Graham Maynard's up for a title shot pretty soon. You know, Joe Lauzon, he's still doing his thing, and Gabe Rudiger is coming back to do his thing. That's awesome, and I'm just glad to be everything that I've been involved with the UFC. I'm just happy, man. I've lived a good life.
And when Greg got started with you as one of your training partners, did you ever think that you'd be in a situation where you'd be fighting for the title at the same time as he's fighting to become the number one contender?
You never know what this sport holds. You know, you never know what's going to happen. I never thought that me and Frankie Edgar would be fighting one day, you know, especially rematching after he took my title, you know. So, you know, everything is just out in the open. Nothing surprises me anymore. And, I just take it as it comes.
And for Frankie, obviously you're focused on your title defense against BJ, but in the back of your mind, are you hoping for a situation where your next title defense would be against Graham Maynard and have a chance to avenge the one loss that's on your record?
Such a long time ago, I think everybody wanted a chance to redo a wrong. or you know, something I thought they didn't do good enough. But, you know, I can't look past this fight on the 28th.
All right, those are my questions. Thanks a lot, folks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And we'll go next to John Moody with Fighters.com.
Hi, first question for BJ. BJ, in this fight and in the first fight in Abu Dhabi, both you guys were very respectful and very professional. In past fights for you, BJ, there's been some animosity between you and your opponent. Do you feel that can help you, having some animosity and the fact that there is none between you two guys? That, do you think that takes away an edge for you in any respect?
You know what? You know, maybe people say that about me, but, you know, as far as wanting to go out there and prove that Frankie Edgar can beat me and get my belt back, you know, there's no lack of motivation for this fight. You know, I want to prove I want to prove to the world. I want to prove to Frankie. I want to prove to Frankie's corner. I want to prove to my corner. I want to prove to everybody, you know, who the best fighter is in the world, who's got the most tools, and who can execute better. And you know, as far as motivation, you know, I can find something. I can find something to not like Frankie about, you know.
As for Frankie, you were in the corner for Ricardo recently. What do you take away from that very kind of abrupt and sudden loss that Ricardo had in a fight that he seemingly was kind of had the upper hand in until the very end? What does that do for you, or what do you take from that into this fight?
You know, it's tough, man. You know, when you lose, a teammate loses, it's always just a, you know, somber feeling. But, you know, you just look back, look at some stuff, you kind of relax for a second. So, I guess if I could take anything out of that, it's just, you know, you got to have 100% focus throughout the whole fight.
Okay, thank you, guys.
And we'll take our next question from Danny Acosta with Fight Magazine.
Hey, pleasure to be here, guys. My first question is for BJ. BJ, you've had only one loss at lightweight prior to Frankie, and there was a sentiment that no one could touch you at lightweight. So from that perspective, are you happy that Frankie has proven to be a worthy adversary where he's someone who could push you inside the fight?
Yeah, I guess the first way, you know, first of all, no one is untouchable, and if they are, they just haven't, you know, they just haven't run into the right guy, and yes, you know, definitely, you know, Frankie winning, you know, I don't know if I sit there and say, well, I'm happy Frankie's a worthy opponent, but one thing it did was wake me up and make me realize that, you know, it never stops. You know, when you hear people say, you're the greatest lightweight of all time and this and that and this and that, it's bullshit. It's not real. It's fake. You know, being the champ is fake. All that is all fake. You just go out there. You got to keep training, keeping training as hard as you can, and keep winning fights. The only thing that's real is the fight. Everything else is fake.
And for Frankie, kind of the same question. Did you ever buy into, you know, BJ Penn as an untouchable figure, or did you look at him, you know, like he's saying, where everyone's not untouchable?
Yeah, I really try not to. I mean, it's hard sometimes, but you really try not to put a face on somebody. You know, it's a style I'm fighting. And if I can go into every fight like that, that definitely takes the mental part out of it.
Yeah, and for both of you, do you feel you're entering this fight in your prime?
I do, yes.
I definitely think this is it. I think Frankie was a good wake-up call for me. I'm 31 years old. I got tons of experience, and I think this is it. I think I'm going to about, you know, of course I ain't looking past Frankie, but I think I'm going to go on a run right here, and I'm going to try to be as consistent as I can after this.
Thank you, guys, and good luck.
Thanks.
And we'll take our next question from Will Cooling with Inside Fights.
Hey, guys. First question to Frankie. Were you surprised that a media rematch was requested by the UFC? It's not really something they usually do.
No, I wasn't, to be honest with you. I mean, like you know, BJ's been on top for so long, man. Like I said this before, if anybody deserves it, it's definitely BJ.
And to BJ, obviously, the co-main for this event is but the boxer James Tony's debut in the UFC. And you've always been somebody who's been praised with using boxing in a mixed martial arts context. How useful do you think boxing is in mixed martial arts? And do you have any advice for Tony?
What was your last sentence?
Do you have any advice for Tony?
Any what?
Any advice?
Oh, you know, boxing is a huge part of MMA. I mean, look at me and Frankie. You know, we're both work on our boxing all the time, and you know that's a world title fight. But you know, I really would like to see James Toney do good out there. You know, I think it only helps the sport. You know, if Randy goes right in there and runs over James Toney in 5 seconds, you know, I don't think that doesn't do anything. You know, I look for what tries to build the sport, what tries to put more fans in the seats. More fans in the seats is more money in our pockets, and you know, I'd like to see James Toney go out there and do good. You know, I've ran into him a couple times. He's a great guy. And you know, people get confused. People think all this hype, and they think all these things. They think Kel Sonnen's serious when he's saying all this stuff. They think James Toney's serious when he's saying all this stuff. They're hyping up the fight, and they're doing their job, you know. And you know, it would be nice. I want to see James Toney go out there and do something.
Cool. Cheers, guys.
Thank you.
And we'll take our next question from Mike Chipetta with AOL Sports.
Hey guys, thanks for the time as always. So Frankie, I'm sure you earlier talked about trying to prove to everyone, to you, to your corner, everybody, to the world that he's the best fighter in the world. And since the first fight was so close, do you kind of feel that same sort of idea that you have something to still prove in this fight, even though you're the champion?
I think you have something to prove every time you fight. You know, you're only as good as your last fight. I mean, you could win fights and you're still getting criticized. So, no, I got to go out and prove myself every time.
Okay, BJ, you seem like you're in a sort of a reflective mood. Most guys are really focused on the fight ahead of them. You obviously focused on the fight, but it seems like you spent some time thinking about other things. I'm kind of curious if you spent time in the last couple months thinking about bigger picture stuff, and if so, how that kind of plays into your attitude going into this fight.
Yeah, I definitely... you know, kind of, I guess, stepped back and looked at the bigger picture of life and fighting is, I mean, it's our life, but it ain't the only thing in our life, you know, and we have other things, and if you don't find that balance, you know, if you don't find that yin and yang, and that, then you could go over, you know, you could pour too much in the cup and it'll overflow, and I've been being happy. That's the main thing for me right now, is doing what BJ Penn wants to do. No matter what anybody thinks is right or wrong, what I should be doing, I want to do what I want to do, and I think that's going to work out the best for me in the end.
Did you have a period in your life recently where things felt out of balance?
Did I have a period in my life where I felt about that?
Did you have a period in your life recently where things felt out of balance, but as you were talking about, you know, things being in balance, was there a time where that wasn't happening for you?
I've always been kind of out of balance, I guess. Just living for training and living for fighting, and it wears on you after a while. I mean, you can only do too much of anything isn't good, you know, and you can only do that for so long until you realize that, you know, that... You know, I'm not just a fighter. I'm a human being, and you know, I'm just like everyone else around here.
Okay, and one more question, BJ. Since you got an immediate rematch upon losing, I'm wondering if you win this fight with Frankie, would you be open to an immediate rematch for him?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely wanna fight Frankie again. But I mean, if I go out there and I destroy Frankie in the first round, you know what I mean? And he wants to have the rematch again. You know, I'll do it again.
Okay, thanks, guys. Great stuff. Thank you very much.
Jamie, this is Jen. Let's take a couple more questions.
Thank you, ma'am. And we'll go next to Joyce Valdez with RawVegas.tv.
Hello. Hi, Frankie. Can you just go into what confidence and what is pressure going into this fight? Because when he went in before, how much confidence did you have? How much pressure did you have? And what's changed for this one?
you know, pressure confidence, or I think you need confidence to combat the pressure. You know, there's always pressure when you fight. The more confidence you have, the less the pressure you feel. You know, and again, my confidence is just getting greater and greater as I'm believing in myself more the longer I'm in this sport.
And how closely are you watching Gray and Florian that night?
Honestly, I probably won't be watching them at all, you know, until they have to fight.
Hey, BJ, how closely are you going to be watching that Gray and Florian fight?
I could care less about that fight, to tell you the truth.
Okay, thank you.
We'll take our next question from Steven Morocco with MMAJunkie.com.
Hey, BJ, quick follow-up. You said you want to see James Toney doing something in MMA. What do you think his chances are against Randy?
You know, with Randy, it's going to be tough because he's got the Greco. He wrestled in college, so he's got the shot. And if they exchange, they're going to get caught in a... He's going to get caught in some kind of clinch. And I think it's going to be tough for him, you know. I just want to see him go out and do good, you know. I remember talking to him. He said, BJ, I want to get involved with this stuff. And I thought he was just running his mouth at first. I thought we were just, you know, having a conversation. And here he is. He's stepping in and fighting a 5-time UFC champ on his first fight. The guy's got some balls, man, and I give it to him. And I wish the best for him.
Frankie, what do you think James' chances are?
You know what, man? I mean, he's got a chance to anybody else, I guess. You know, everyone says he's got a, you know, everyone's got a puncher's chance, but James Toney is a, you know, world champion heavyweight boxer, so I guess he's got a little bit more than a puncher's chance, you know?
And BJ, real quick, you mentioned, Frankie's corner a couple times in past interviews and today on this call. What was it about Frankie's corner that tweaked you so much in that first fight?
It's not really that they tweaked me so much. I just respected what they did. I think they went out there and they put a good game plan and you know, they did a great job. You know, I'm not here to take anything away from anybody. They did a good job that night.
Okay, not a thing. I just wanted to clarify. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, everyone, for taking part today. This was a great call. Thanks, BJ, for your time. Thank you, Frankie, for your time. All right, guys, I'll let you get back to your training, and we'll see everyone in Boston next Saturday night for UFC 118. Everyone have a great day.
That does conclude today's conference. Thank you for your participation. Thank you.